The debate over drawing water from Poplar River to make snow at Lutzen Mountains has been characterized in the major media as skis against trout. Senator Tom Bach and Representative David Dill see it differently. Bach has authored an amendment to a Senate omnibus environment bill, and Dill has done the same for the House version. Both would increase the amount of water the ski hill would be permitted to draw, but the legislators insist it would not hurt the environment. Representative David Dill.
You know, we're certainly supporting the ski hill, and we understand the difficulties that they're having. I think that people have to realize that ski hill's been on up there for 50 years and that they've been taking, and now it's become an issue just because it's been raised. And we're trying to work out language that will assure that the ski hill has water for making snow in basically November, December, and January, and also maintain the integrity of the stream.
Lutzen Mountains currently has a permit to draw 12.6 million gallons of water each year from three stations on the Poplar. They have consistently exceeded that limit by as much as 30%. According to DNR area hydrologist Cliff Bentley, DNR knows this and has been working with Lutzen Mountains to find a solution that would meet their snowmaking needs. One solution would be to take the water directly from Lake Superior. However, the cost would be more than the ski hill can afford. Lutzen Mountains has asked for a permit to draw 90 to 110 million gallons. The Bach provision would allow up to 200 million gallons, and Dill's would allow up to 150 million gallons. Dill says the key to a successful compromise between snowmaking needs and protecting the stream's ecosystem is observing what is called the Q90. The Poplar has a flow rate of 21 cubic feet per second, 90% of the time. He says the DNR considers this rate sustainable and safe. When it drops below that Q90 flow rate, then no water could be taken from the river.
We're not there yet, but we're very close. A provision has passed in the Senate that is not popular with the Department of Natural Resources or the groups that are involved in that, Trout Unlimited, etc. But we're working on language that will work, and that is probably going to be forthcoming here in the next 3 or 4 days.
The devil, however, is in the details. Enforcement would be crucial, so would convincing environmental groups the flow rate is safe. Dill said discussions are just now starting over ways to allow water to be taken from Superior. That could involve a public-private partnership. With less than a week left in this legislative session, time is getting short for a compromise. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.